There's a technique I called Find Your Ideal Relationship. It's a tape, and now a CD that I played myself. I did this in August of 1999, and I called out for my soulmate, or twin flame as we call it. There was a woman living in a small little town outside of Portland, Oregon. Her name is Michelle, and she, in October of 99, made the same request. I did not know who she was. She knew a little bit about my background, but didn't know that I was a soulmate until later on.
Okay.
And then she's listening to the radio one night, and she can't get, where she lives, it's like a mountainous area, the signals are terrible. She can't get any radio. The only show she could get was an AM station. I don't know what the call numbers are, but it was the only station she could get, and it carries coast to coast. And it was the night on January 2nd of 2000, just a few months after she made her request, and about 4.5 months after mine, I happened to be interviewed on Coast to Coast.
Well, if it was in Portland, it was on KEX. You picked us up.
Okay, well, I'll have to ask her about it. I don't even think she knows that. But anyway, so now I'm on the air, and of course, you know, I do interviews twice a year. It's not like I'm on every night. And she goes, oh, my goodness. And now I'm doing a workshop in Seattle, Washington, the following month. So she goes there. And she knows immediately she's my soulmate. I don't know that yet. Well, as it turns out, she followed me to another workshop we did back in Spokane. And then before the...
She wasn't just stalking you, Bruce, huh?
Well, you know, no, of course not. I'm a good judge of human nature. I do have a master's in counseling psychology and a lot of experience with women. Anyway, as it turns out, she and I just hook up, and she is the most perfect person in the world for me. She's the only woman that would really ever relate to me, and I'm the only man that can ever relate to her, and that's what a soulmate is. We work together. I've trained her personally. She does a technique called Pleiadian energy healing, which is on the homepage of the website. People can read about it. She runs a support group in Los Angeles here on alien abductions. She's very into this field. She's a natural psychic. She's just absolutely amazing, and this is what a soulmate is involved with. Now remember, my future life in the 36th century is also interacting with me now as an advisor to her. Her future life in the 36th century is as my future life wife. She's also a time traveler.
I was going to ask you if your soulmates continue to know each other in future lives.
Yes, they will, of course, because once you hook up with a soulmate, now you're moving to the A word, which is ascension, because there's a technique called tikkuning, which is described in the Kabbalah. Men, we're not very good at ascending. Women, we need women to help us. Anyway, there's a certain thing about this, and that's called tikkuning. And therefore, the woman helps the man, of course, helps the woman, too.
Tikkuning?
It's called tikkuning, T-I-K-U-N, or T-I-K-K-U-N. It's from the Kabbalah. And so what happens with a soulmate now is when I was using my Find Your Ideal Relationship tape technique, I obviously sent the signal out. She didn't use that technique, but she used another one, her being very psychic, sent the signal out for me. And then we met, so to speak, on the astral plane. And there is a sanctuary exercise on my site, which you can do to meet people. You can meet your soulmate. You can do this for other kinds of relationships. And she was actually doing an offshoot of that. And therefore, we met on the astral plane first, which preceded our physical plane interaction. And literally anyone can do this, because everybody out there, I don't care if you're living in a trailer with a 4-day growth on you, you've got a soulmate out there, okay? You may not be with that person now, you probably are not, but I almost guarantee you are not, but there is a soulmate. Now, I'm not trying to break up marriages here, but I'm just trying to tell you there is a soulmate out there for everyone, and these techniques are not limited to me and my lovely Michelle. Anyone can do this. So with a soulmate, your relationship always improves over time. You share many of the same spirit guides and other influences, sometimes time travelers. There is a healthy feeling of responsibility for each other's souls. It's not a selfish thing. You're alike in many ways. You may have differences in certain philosophies, etc., but you have this basic core foundation, and you have this appreciation for each other, and you very often will work together professionally. It's not unusual. The purpose of this, again, is not just to have a great relationship, it's to ascend. And ascension is the perfection of the soul and then rejoining with the God energy complex in the higher planes, or hanging around as a spirit guide. That's really your choices as an ascension mentality.
Can you meet your soulmate by chance?
You really know. You know, it's not going to happen. There's 6 billion people on this planet. You can be easily distracted. If you're not spiritually ready for it, you're going to meet some. Look, here's my statement to this. This is not just for you, but for your entire audience. You got millions of people out there. Here's my statement. Have not, most of you out there, your relationships, forget who you're relating to right now, have you not met the same person over and over again? They may not look alike. They may have different eye color and hair color and different heights and weights. But have they not been, have women out there not met the same alcoholic, drug dealer, adulterer, compulsive gambler, whatever, or nice guy, whatever. They can be the opposite. And have women not, and men did the same thing. You meet the same kind of person because of the universal law of attraction.
You mean over and over and over again.
The energy you send out is what you get. It's called the law of attraction. So if you don't get your act together, folks, you're going to meet the same kinds of dysfunctional family circuses that you've met in the past. It's not difficult to raise your energy to, I use what's called the superconscious mind tap, the technique I developed back in 1977, to do that with people. That's exactly what I do, and that's what that with, of course, you want to raise your energy up first, then you send the signal out. You don't just want to send out a signal for a soulmate now, because you're not going to meet one unless you do a little cleansing, as I call it, or accessing your higher self and raising your frequency, which is what I do in my tapes or my CDs. I always do the cleansing techniques first, then the person is trained on a nightly basis to leave their body, meet with their higher self, raise their higher frequency, if you will, raise their soul's frequency, vibrational rate, and then what they're doing is now they're going to be ready to meet their soulmate. Because what you're doing is it's a conversion of consciousness. You're going through complicated magnetic fields with this consciousness raising.